إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه بعد. My dear brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you that if there is one word in the Quran which comes again and again and again in many different ways, that word is the word amal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the importance of amal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Iman wa amilu salihat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about amal in different ways. People who are... So action is the single most important theme in the Quran. What are you actually doing? The reason I say this is because today, especially Muslims, we seem to be stuck in this mistaken impression that action is not important. So either we sit and say, oh, we'll make dua, inshallah, Allah will change things. Allah does not change things. Allah does not change things with dua alone. There is no evidence of this happening at any time in history. There is no evidence of this happening in any of the waqiyat in the Quran. There is no evidence of this happening in the life of Rasulullah ﷺ. That something changed, that condition changed, conditions changed because of dua alone, without action. There is no such evidence anywhere. There is plenty of evidence of actions plus dua, which changed things and circumstances. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically mentioned this in the Quran where he said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. O you who believe, take the help of sabr. And sabr means the ultimate action that you can do. All that you can do was salah and salah. Salah meaning the salah which we perform, which is namaz, as well as salah in the meaning of dua. Both. Biggest example of this is in the battle of Badr, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's action. What did he do? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not sit in Medina in Masjid al-Nabawi and he did not raise his hand and say, Oh Allah, send the caravan of Abu Sufyan here to Medina so that we can capture it. He didn't say this. He could have said it. It is our aqidah that if the Nabi made a dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not have rejected the dua. The dua would have come true. Allah would have sent Abu Sufyan. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not do any of that. He did not make any dua in the Masjid al-Nabawi. He took to the road. He said, we are going there to Badr. He asked the people, who is ready to come with me? Whoever is ready, he took them. When they reached Badr, there he did whatever preparation he had to do. Whatever resources he had, he used them. He did not sit there and moan and groan and grumble about, oh, but you know, we don't have this and we don't have that. And No. What we have, we use. What we have, we use to the best of our ability, which is what he did. He set up his camps, he set up his battalions, he set up his battle order, he set up his the lines of his infantry and cavalry. And then he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu, and he said, Oh Allah, if these people perish, there will be no one to take your name on the face of the earth. So what did he do? The life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the tafsir of the Quran. So the tafsir of the ayah, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah, is where? Is in the preparation and the battle of Badr. And the results are also there very clearly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the Muslims a great victory. So what happens when you do this? You get success, inshallah. The reason I say this is because today, as I said, seems to be a malady among us. We seem to just sit there. Umar bin al-Khattab radiallahu anhu once came into the masjid at a time, it was not at salah time, in the daytime, and he saw some young people sitting in the masjid, some young men sitting in the masjid. He asked them, what are you doing here? They said, we are mutawakkilun. Nahnu mutawakkilun. We are people who have tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu whacked them with his durra and he said, get out of this place. He said, Allah does not rain down dirham and dinar. Go and work. He chased them out of the masjid. He said, this is not the meaning of tawakkul. Tawakkul is not sitting around and waiting for things to happen. Tawakkul is to make the effort to make the things happen. And then relying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalla. It does not mean that we don't need Allah. We need Allah. But Allah showed us a method. Allah told us a method. If you bring all the ingredients of biryani and put it all into one, you know, cooking utensil into one bowl, and then you make dua, oh Allah, make the biryani, it won't happen. Even though you have all the, you know, the right stuff, all the ingredients, you put it into one place and you make sit and make dua, you can make dua till the day of judgment, nothing will happen. If Allah gives you that life, you have to cook the thing. Because Allah showed us a way. There is a, now this does not, we are not reflecting on the khudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not saying, you can't say, for example, to this, how is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent fruits to Maryam alayhi salam from Jannah? This is the khudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give you, He will give you. That's a different issue. But that is not the law which Allah made. And this dunya runs on the laws which Allah made. The law also Allah only made. All the world, the laws that run this world, the fundamental laws, which are whether you take the laws of physics, the fundamental laws of the world, or you take the laws, for example, that effort produces results. This is a fundamental law. Effort produces results. Only effort produces result. Right? Fundamental law. Now, among the things that we need to do, therefore, if you take any issue, and alhamdulillah, bismillah ta'ala, we've got plenty of issues. One thing we do not lack as human beings or as Muslims is issues. Right? We've got enough and more issues. Every direction we have issues. So, if you take any issue, take education for example, right? You say, well, you know, what do we need to do with education? Now, there are many things that we need to do. Now, the key thing is that you separate these things. What needs to be done, you separate them into what is in my control and what is not in my control. That is very important. Because you will find many times we spend a lot of time talking about issues which are not in our control. For example, in our gatherings and so on and so forth, all well-meaning people, it's not as if they are evil. But the whole conversation for the whole evening will be based on what is it that the government should do, what kind of law should be passed in parliament, what should the Supreme Court do, what should the Muslim Personal Law Board do, right? What should the King of Saudi Arabia do? Now, none of that is in our control. So my point is, what is the good of sitting and talking about that? If you have the influence, go meet the King of Saudi Arabia. If you have the influence, go and talk to the Muslim Personal Law Board or to the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court or whoever it is, right? Go talk in Parliament. If you can get there, go do it. Nobody stops you. But most of us, we do not have that access. We can't go there. Nobody will listen to us. So what is the good of wasting your time talking about stuff which is not in your control? And I'll tell you why we do that. We do that because it apparently, it puts us into a mistaken world where we feel that we have done our job. And this is what, for example, WhatsApp has also done for us. You get something, you forward it, you think my job is over. This is one of the spins of social media, which is a way of mind control. I think I mentioned it somewhere before, so I won't go into it now. But it's a false sense of achievement. You have not achieved anything. You have just wasted 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. Nothing else happened. But it gives us a false sense of achievement, number one. Number two, it legitimizes our own inaction. So when you globalize the problem, how can I solve the education problem of the Muslims? How can you solve? There's only one answer. I can't solve it. Khalas. Muslims, you're talking about 1 billion people in the world. I mean, what can I do? I can't do anything. But if you rephrase that question and you say, can you educate one child? Not two children, only one child. Can you educate one child? Can you pay for the education? I'm not saying pay for education for, Dune school. Regular, normal, decent school. Can you pay for the education of one child? What is the answer to that? Of course we can pay for the education. Without any problem, without a second thought, we can pay, inshallah, alhamdulillah, for the education of one child. Now, if we do that, then one child got educated. Now, multiply that, spread this word. So, instead of talking for 4 hours about what Supreme Court should do, you say, can you educate one child? Took you 10 seconds. Then take account. Can you please do that also? Yes, sir. Can do it. How many people? 20, 30, 40, 50, whoever you're talking to. 50 children got educated. Alhamdulillah. So, action produces results. And that is why my motto in life, I will not allow what is not in my control to prevent me from doing what is in my control. I will not allow what is not in my control to prevent me from doing what is in my control. Because as I said, if you look at the things to do, there will always be things, no matter how powerful you are, no matter how powerless you are. Whether you are the king of a country, whether you are king of the whole world, or whether you are, may Allah protect us all from that, but even if you are sitting in solitary confinement in a prison, there are things that you can do and there are things that you cannot do. There are things that which are in your control and there are things which are not in your control. We focus on things which are not in our control and thereby we do not even do what is in our control, so nothing happens. But instead of that, if we change it around and we say, well, let me do what I can do. Take business for example. Simple question. We talk about, this is the state of the economy, this is the state of, there is no fund, there are no funds in the market, and there is no disposable income, and people have been hit by this tax and that tax, and therefore, simple question, did you go and sell today? Nobody is buying, no. How many people did you talk to today? How many sales calls did you make today? That's it. Forget the economy. Forget monetary market, forget everything. Did you go and sell today? Khalas. Believe me, you will make far more sales than all that economic rubbish jargon which people talk. Who sells? Who makes the best sale? The one who sells. That's all. It's not big rocket science. Who is the best salesperson, best salesman or saleswoman? The one who is going and selling. If you are not going to open your shop, if you are not going to go out and sell, you will not sell. You can talk till the donkeys come home, nothing is going to happen. That is the whole issue of action. And this is what the Quran teaches us, this is what the life of Rasulullah ﷺ teaches us, that let us take action. So let us look at our own lives and say, what action did I take? In terms of ibadat, there are many, as I said the other day, people write time books on time management, they make all kinds of time logs and this and that. But end of the day, you have to follow that. Otherwise, it's not going to happen. So simply keep track of the action. Take for example, Farz Salawat. How many Farz Salah did I pray today? I'm supposed to pray five. Did I pray all five or not? Number one. Number two is, how many of those did I pray in the masjid? Because that's also part of the game. So how many of those did I pray in the masjid? Number three, how many nafil did I pray? And the first of them is the sunnah muakkada, which comes with every first salah, whichever sunnah, did you pray this or you didn't pray this. Then the next step is things like tahajjud and ishraq and talatul duha and so on and so forth. Did I pray that or not? So what are you doing? You're just simply keeping track. So now if you have these columns and you find there's no tick in this, no one day, 2 day, 4 day, 5 day, then you have to ask yourself, what am I doing? What is some game I'm playing? I mean, every day I have to put a blank. You will feel bad because you are following this track. How many days are you going to write out of 5 Farz Salah, I prayed only 4? Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept me alive. If I had died in that state, maybe I would have died without Islam. Allah knows, because this is the fatwa of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that the one who left the Salah has left Islam. I am not making the fatwa. May Allah give jannah to everybody. But my point is, if that happens, then what happens to me? So alhamdulillah, Allah gave me life, now let me pray now at least. So if you keep track of the action, say, what actions am I doing? And I'm just giving Salah as one example because that's the best example, alhamdulillah. But the same thing can be applied throughout in every aspect of your life. Business, for example, what time do I go to work every day? How many sales calls do I make? On a daily basis, not just sitting around, I should sell this. No. How many sales calls did you make? You know, read my lips. What is so important? Difficult to understand, but how many sales calls did you make? Period. Keep track of that and tell me. I'll tell you, I guarantee you your sales will increase. Focus on the action. How much Quran did I read every day? What is my track? How much Quran did I read every day? If you are memorizing, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the desire to memorize the Quran, how many ayat did I memorize today? Alif Lam Mim is one ayah. Good, alhamdulillah. Zalikal kitabu la rayba fi is one of the one. Huda lil muttaqin. Are you doing it or not? That the key thing is that. Is the action happening or not? And this is the focus of the Quran. Is action. And this is what we see from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. With tawfiq Allah ta'ala, more inshallah, as Allah gives tawfiq, but I remind myself and you, let us focus on action and action alone, inshallah. And track this action. And then you find inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us great success. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.